Hey there, solopreneurs. Welcome back to AI Solopreneur. I'm your host, Fabi, and if you're listening to this while juggling 17 different tasks and wondering how you're going to respond to all those customer emails sitting in your inbox, well, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving into something that honestly changed my business completely. I'm talking about using AI chatbots to automate your customer support. And before you roll your eyes thinking this is just for big corporations with massive budgets, let me tell you, some of the most powerful chatbot solutions out there cost less than your monthly coffee habit. Now, here's the thing. As solopreneurs, we're wearing all the hats, right? We're the CEO, the marketing department, the product developer, and the customer support team. But what if I told you that you could free up hours of your day by letting AI handle the repetitive customer questions while you focus on growing your business? That's exactly what we're going to cover today. I've got four practical strategies that you can start implementing this week, and I promise no tech degree required. So grab your coffee and let's dive in. All right, first tip, start with the low-hanging fruit by identifying your most common questions. You know what I'm talking about? Those questions that make you think, didn't I just answer this yesterday? Here's what you're going to do. Go through your last month of customer emails, support tickets, or DMs. I bet you'll find that about 70 to 80% of your questions fall into maybe five or six categories. Things like shipping information, return policies, pricing details, or how to access something they purchased. Let me give you a real example. Sarah, who runs a digital course business, was spending 2 hours every morning answering the same questions about course access after she set up a simple chatbot using ChatFuel. And by the way, ChatFuel has a free plan that's perfect for getting started. She was able to automate responses to questions like, I can't find my course materials, or how do I reset my password? The chatbot would immediately provide the login link, troubleshooting steps, and even escalate to Sarah if the issue couldn't be resolved automatically. 2 hours of her morning back in her pocket. Now, here's the beautiful thing about starting this way. You're not trying to build some complex AI system that can handle every possible scenario. You're just automating the repetitive stuff that's eating up your time. Second strategy, and this is where it gets really interesting. Set up intelligent lead qualification while you sleep. Your chatbot isn't just answering questions. It's actually working as your sales assistant 24/7. Think about this. How many times have you missed a potential sale because someone visited your website at 2 a.m. and had a question, but there was no one there to help them? With a chatbot, you can capture those leads and qualify them automatically. Here's how this works in practice. Let's say you're a web designer. Your chatbot can ask visitors questions like, what type of website are you looking for? Or what's your timeline for this project? Based on their answers, it can provide relevant portfolio examples, pricing information, or even schedule a consultation call directly on your calendar. I love using Tidio for this because it integrates seamlessly with most websites and has these really smart triggers. You can set it up so that if someone spends more than 30 seconds on your pricing page, the chatbot pops up with something like, hi, I noticed you're checking out our services. Do you have any questions about pricing or what's included? The key here is making it feel helpful, not pushy. You're providing value while gathering the information you need to follow up effectively. Third tip, and this one's a game changer, integrate your chatbot with your existing tools. This is where the magic really happens, because your chatbot becomes part of your entire business ecosystem. Most chatbots today can connect with your CRM, your email marketing platform, your calendar, even your payment processor. So when someone interacts with your chatbot, that information doesn't just disappear into the void, it's automatically added to your customer database, triggers follow-up sequences, or creates tasks in your project management system. Let me tell you about Marcus, who runs a consulting business. He connected his Intercom chatbot to Zapier, which then connects to Airtable and Calendly. When a potential client chats with his bot and expresses interest in a strategy session, the bot automatically creates a record in his CRM, adds them to a nurture email sequence, and provides a link to book a call on his calendar. The entire lead capture and qualification process happens without Marcus lifting a finger. And here's the kicker. His conversion rate from website visitor to booked consultation increased by 40% just because people could get immediate responses to their questions. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Oh, Fabi, this sounds complicated, but honestly, setting up these integrations is easier than you think. Tools like Zapier have pre-built templates for the most common workflows. You're literally just connecting the dots. Fourth and final strategy, personalize the experience without losing the automation benefits. This is where a lot of people get chatbots wrong. They make them feel so robotic that customers get frustrated and leave. The secret is in the details. Give your chatbot a personality that matches your brand. If you're casual and friendly, let that come through in the responses. Use your customer's name when possible. Acknowledge when the chatbot can't help and make it easy to reach a human, which, let's be honest, is you. I really like what ManyChat allows you to do with this. You can create different conversation flows based on how people found your website. Someone coming from Instagram might get a slightly different greeting than someone who clicked on a Google ad. It's still automated, but it feels relevant and personal. And here's a pro tip. Always, always give people an easy way out. Include options like speak to a human or this doesn't answer my question in your chatbot responses. Sometimes the best customer service is knowing when to step in personally. Also, regularly review your chatbot conversations. I spend about 30 minutes every week looking at the interactions to see where people are getting stuck or what new questions are coming up. This helps me continuously improve the experience and update the responses. All right, let's wrap this up. We covered identifying your most common questions and automating those responses first. We talked about using your chatbot for intelligent lead qualification around the clock. We explored integrating with your existing tools to create seamless workflows. And we discussed personalizing the experience so your automation still feels human. Here's what I want you to do this week. Pick one, just one of these strategies and implement it. Don't try to do everything at once. Maybe start by listing out those repetitive questions you keep answering, or sign up for a free trial of one of the tools I mentioned. The goal isn't perfection right out of the gate, it's progress. Even automating just 30% of your customer support inquiries can give you hours back in your week to focus on the work that really moves your business forward. If you found this helpful, I'd love to hear about it. Send me a message on Instagram at AI Solopreneur or shoot me an email. And if you implement one of these strategies, definitely let me know how it goes. Until next time, keep automating smart, not hard. I'll talk to you soon.